We are in Simin Ayin Hay in Hilchas Krishma, the halacha of not saying Shema or any psukim or Divrei Torah in front of Erva. We are up to Siv Beis and we'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Says the Machaber, Seir Sel Isha, the hair of a woman, Shedarko Lechasoso, that is normally covered, Asur Likros Kenegdo, one is not allowed to say Shema in front of it, says the Ramah, Haga Afilu Ishto, even if it is one's own wife. Aval Basulo Shedarko Lelech Pruas Harosh Mutter. Whereas, a single woman, who normally walk with their hair uncovered, for there it would be Mutter. What is meant by Shedarko Lechasoso, that is normally covered? The Mishneh Berurah understands that pshat in this is the hair of a woman who normally covers her hair, lahalacha, meaning where halacha says she covers her hair, as opposed to a single woman who would not have to cover her hair. And the Mishneh Berurah brings in that there's a chi of daraisa for a married woman to cover her hair outside. That is the mitzvah that we learn out of. The halacha of in Soto Vufores Rosh Isha, where the Kohen has to uncover the hair of the suffix Soto of the woman that allegedly is accused of being unfaithful. So from there, Chazal learn that uncovering her hair is considered something inappropriate, so that a married woman would have to cover her hair. That is a daraisa. With regard to a single woman, she does not have to cover her hair. According to the Mishneh Berurah, when the Mechaber says that what has a shem erva is the hair of a woman, the darka lachasosa, that is referring to the hair of a married woman. Says the Mishneh Berurah, how about a place where married women do not cover their hair? Says the Mishneh Berurah, that doesn't make a difference. Since halacha required her to cover her hair, according to the Mishneh Berurah, it is considered erva. And when the Mechaber said Shadarka Lachasoso, he was not referring to this particular woman or women in the community don't do or don't cover their hair, but whether or not halacha requires them to cover their hair. Says the Ramah further, V'hu adin asara shel nashim sheregilin latzeis michutz litzmason. The halacha is also the little bit of hair that normally shows outside whatever head covering women wear. So that too is considered something that is darko to be uncovered and would not be considered erva. In other words, the Mechaber said that it's a woman that has to cover her hair. It's her hair that has a shame erva. To that, the Mechaber said, but a single woman who doesn't have to cover her hair would not be considered erva. Says the Ramah, even in the case of a married woman who would have to cover her hair, the small amount of hair that normally shows outside the hair covering, that would not have a shem erva. The Ramah then goes on and says, V'chol shkein seir nochris afilu darka lachasos. Certainly, if you're talking about strange hair, meaning we're talking about a wig, hair that is not her own, that would not have a shem erva, even in a community where people normally cover their sheitel, the halacha would be that it is not considered her hair, and therefore would not have a shame erva. Now, with regard to establishing what is considered the normal amount of hair that shows outside of the hair covering, that depends on the community, and the Bir Halacha brings down the halacha. He brings down the halacha that it depends on the place what the man normally sees. Meaning, a man that is in a community, he is part of a community where women normally show a certain amount of hair. So in that community, the halacha would be, it's not considered a makom mechusa. Whereas, if this is a strange man, coming from a community where women normally cover more, for him, this would have a shem erva. He is not used to seeing it. For him, it was considered a makom mechusa, would have a shem erva, and he could not say Shema. Now, the halacha is that the chi of doraisa for a married woman to cover her hair is only according to the Gemara Bashuk in the marketplace. That means in a public place. In her own home, there is no doraisa. As far as what the proper thing to do is, so the Bir Halacha brings from the Chasam Sofer and others that the right thing is for a woman to cover her hair even indoors. Not only that, but he also brings from the Zohar, the Magen Avraham brings it down, the inyan of a woman not showing a single strand of hair, even when she's on her own, and says that there are big inyanim in it, and suggests that a woman be machmir for that. Nevertheless, with regard to the halachis of what is considered a makam mechusa indoors, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we are koveya on the basis of the chiyuv outdoors. That means, even though the halach is that indoors, it's only a midas chasidis, it's a chashav thing for a woman to cover her hair, the halach is, since a married woman has to cover her hair outdoors, if she is indoors and her hair is uncovered, it still has a shame erva with regard to her husband or certainly any other man saying Shema or any psukim. So the halacha will be that even though it is only an inyan for a woman to cover her hair indoors, if you have a woman that doesn't, her husband could not daven or say Shem Hashem or learn in front of her uncovered hair because it would have a shem erva. In other words, the shem erva, what is considered, how do we define a makam mechusa? It is defined on what's normal, by what's normally covered outdoors, even though right now you're dealing with a situation that they're indoors. So the same thing would be going for the halachis of shok and zroa that we learned before, where the halachi is that they are to be covered, say, in front of strangers. Nevertheless, if a woman is indoors and the only one seeing is her husband, he still could not say Shema in front of them because they're normally supposed to be covered. With regard to the hair of a non-Jewish woman, so the Mishnah Berurah comes out saying that even in a place that they don't cover, that they do cover their hair, it would not have a shame erva. There's no halacha requiring them to cover their hair altogether. With regard to the inyan of a shetel, of wearing a wig altogether, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokis whether or not that is a fulfillment of the Torah commandment for a woman to cover her hair. What he does say is that in a place where women don't wear wigs, if a woman does, it'll be also because of maris ayin, since no one is going to know that this married woman is really covering her hair. So that wigs are only acceptable in a place where people understand that it is common for women to wear wigs. Sif Gimel. Yesh li zoher mishmias kol zemer isha b'shas kriya shema. One should be careful not to hear the singing voice of a woman during Shema, hagav afilu b'ishto, even one's own wife. Kol, her voice, her singing voice, that is, will have a halacha of erva with regard to saying psukim or learning. Aval kol haragel bo ena erva, but simply hearing a woman speak while one is saying Shema or davening or learning, that is permissible. Now, the halacha is that one is not supposed to listen to an erva, a woman that is considered an erva to him singing. With one's own wife, he could hear her sing, but nevertheless, he could not say a bracha, he could not say Shema, he could not learn while he hears his wife singing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings this situation where one is traveling, say one's in a train, And there are women singing. He hears a woman sing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he can continue learning. He should not concentrate. He should not try to concentrate on their song. The reason being that since kol is not erva doraisa, it's something that the Gemara learns out of psukim from Shir HaShirim. Because of that, we would not be machmir and say that the person shouldn't be learning for the entire trip. As he puts it, Es lasos Hashem heferu sarasecha. You're better off, you're stuck in the place. There's no way you can leave. There's no way you can stop them from singing. You're better off learning than doing nothing. So this is referring to a situation where a person is stuck. Now, if it's not at the time of saying psukim, the halacha is that listening to the voice of a woman who is not an erva is not usur. As long as he is not concentrating on a way that he may have thoughts that are aser. With regard to who is an erva, so the halacha is that although an unmarried single girl that is not a member of the family is not considered an erva, once she becomes a nida, she is considered an erva. So that if she is married, she's an eishes ish, and if she's not married, the assumption is that she's a nida, in which case she's an erva, and it would be usur to listen to her sing, even if one is not learning or saying Shema.